Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
For us, man, it starts inside and up front. And this is a guy that's capable of dominating that space versus the run and the pass. So we're really excited about having him. As Omar mentioned, man, we weren't interested in considering trading away from him. And I'm really excited about getting him in here and getting started.
Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin talking about the number one pick, D'Arik Harmon, defensive lineman who played most recently at Oregon, also spent a couple of seasons at Michigan State. And joining us from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, Steelers beat writer Brian Batko. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
I'm good. I stayed up, you know, when you get up at 3 a.m. those late nights, but I couldn't stop. I had to see who the Steelers were going to pick, and maybe a lot of fans were surprised it wasn't a quarterback, especially more recently since Coach Tomlin was loving up Shedeur Sanders, and he didn't get picked at all in the first round. Were you surprised at this pick? They seemed delighted.
No, and I love that you came back with the clip of Tomlin saying D'Arik Harmon has Steelers DNA because they opted for a guy who figuratively has Steelers DNA instead of a player who literally has NFL DNA in Deion Sanders' son, Shedeur from Colorado, probably the most polarizing player in this draft, partially because of himself, partially because of his dad and all the hype and the buzz and the branding with the Sanders family. And yeah, I mean, obviously all 32 teams decided, at least in the first round, the juice was not worth the squeeze for him. So I think we'll be wondering for a long time, potentially, was Mike Tomlin talking that up just to throw people off the scent, which I think nationally, a lot of the draft experts were misled, but I think locally here, a lot of us did think that they were going to opt for the meat and potatoes pick, the all steak, no sizzle, swinging for good contact to get on base rather than swinging for the fences.
And apparently he is well-liked and respected. He is also somebody dealing with, a family crisis and with his mom literally on life support. As he said, it was a bittersweet moment, but immediately you feel for the young man.
Yeah, I had been doing my research on Harmon this whole pre-draft process, really, and I had seen some stuff about that, but generally don't look too deep into it until the guy is here or not. And I know he'd been posting in recent days and weeks on social media even more about his mom, so still was not expecting to hear him detail that a little bit with us last night on a conference call at the Steelers facility. So absolutely a player who, has a ready-made story that you can root for if you're a Steelers fan. I mean, you talk about somebody who has to work for a lot now and has had to be inspired and driven and motivated by the person in the world closest to him. D'Arik Harmon's journey tugs at the heartstrings for sure. Every player picked last night had an emotional evening, but it sounds like his was doubly so when you factor in, what's going on in his personal life.
We're with Brian Batko of the Post-Gazette. That said, the Steelers traded away their second pick, so there won't be one of those unless they make some other deal. So tonight it's 2-3, and then Saturday go through the rest of the round. So what is the anticipation, Brian, since you spent so much time with all the guys surrounding the Steelers?
Yeah, I think, Larry, especially because they opted to pass on quarterback in the first round, which will be much debated here and elsewhere. Do they now try to target that position tonight? Do they try to get one of the second tier, if you will, players fall to them in the third round? Or if they punt yet again and maybe take another running back to replace Najee Harris in their backfield, do they take a quarterback? Do they wait until tomorrow, which is, you know, the later rounds, the quarterbacks who are more long-term backups more than likely? And what would that mean for the Steelers and how confident they are that Aaron Rodgers is ultimately going to decide to sign here? I think those are sort of the permutations that we're all working through in our brains as we try to predict now the rest of this draft tonight and tomorrow afternoon.
So what happens after this weekend? They sign some free agents, they get to mini camps, and then they go through that process until we get to summer camp in Latrobe, right?
Well, first they will have the rookie mini camp in a couple. It's usually a couple weeks after the draft, where pretty much the onboarding orientation process for all the draft picks, and like you said, the undrafted players who then get signed here. And every once in a while, they find some gems in that group, and then they get some rookies who try out for the team that weekend. And most of them are long shots, but Duck Hodges is somebody once upon a time who got signed via that tryout process. And after that, there's a couple more weeks off. Then they have the optional team activities, which most of the players will be here for, and then one mandatory week of full team mini camp. And then, yeah, they all go their separate ways for about a month until training camp in Latrobe. And after last night, at least on the defensive side of the ball, all eyes will be on the first round pick, the rookie, Mr. Derek Harmon out of Oregon.
Well, we hope he can help and help soon. That would be a welcome change up front. Meanwhile, I got to ask you, right in the middle of the draft, they announced that they were going to announce the schedule announcement, which I think some people, including me, for a minute was like, wait, are they going to release the actual NFL schedule for the season? No other league waits so long to do so. And then they announced in the middle of the announcement that it was going to be announced May 14th.
At least they didn't announce that they were going to announce the announcement last night. So, only could the NFL, have an entire night of the off season dedicated to rolling out a calendar. But hey, when you think about it, Larry, all the draft really is teams turning in cards with names on them. So who knows, maybe 10, 15, 20 years from now, cities will be bidding to host the schedule release event for the NFL. It's just, it's amazing, of course, but we know that's the level of interest in this league. And yeah, May 14th, they said, mid-May sometime, everybody will be tuned in to see when and where the Steelers are playing their 2025 opponents, which we already know.
Meanwhile, read all about it in the Post-Gazette with Brian Bacco. Brian, appreciate the time. I know you'll be busy this weekend. Good luck.
Thanks, Larry. Maybe I'll squeeze in a nap here at some point today.
Amen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.